This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it here on a Thursday. Good to have you here. It is the 8th of November, 2018. If I seem a little distracted these days, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, it's the election hangover, and secondly, I have a pinched nerve or something in my neck. And no, it's not rhetorical. I really do have a pinched nerve or something in my neck. It's causing me some distraction here today. So it's been that way for a couple of days. I apologize if I seem a little bit preoccupied with trying to make my neck and arm not hurt. So there you go. You know a little bit more about me. I'll get it fixed up, figured out. Find some medications that say do not take with alcohol. My favorite. There's some comedy for you. There you go. One of the things that I have grown to really dislike. One of the things I've grown to really dislike is waking up and turning on the news or seeing the news feed, and the first thing you see is a shooting of some sort. This happened to me when the Pulse nightclub occurred in Orlando. It happened again today. I really, really dislike it. I cannot stand it when I wake up and the first thing I see is a report of a mass shooting. This one comes from Thousand Oaks, California. And about 11:20 local time, Wednesday night in Thousand Oaks, at a place called the Borderline Bar, it was college night. Borderline Bar is a huge country bar. Very young crowd. You can get in without being 21. At least we're told that. 18 to 22, 18 to 23, about the rough age bracket. And the reports indicate that a man came in, dressed in a trench coat, face covered, threw smoke bombs potentially into the crowd and began firing with a handgun. 11 people in that crowd were killed when the deputy sheriffs arrived. They rushed the building, including Ron Helas, a 29-year veteran of the Ventura, California Sheriff's Department. Deputy Helas was mortally wounded, and the gunman was killed. Deputy Helas dying an hour later at a local hospital. So that raised the death toll to 12, plus the shooter was killed. That's 13. No AR-15s, no semi-automatic rifles, but a handgun, we're told. And how, I mean, it's demoralizing to me. It is. It's just demoralizing. It hurts me. It makes me sick to my stomach, and I don't know what to do about it. My entire life, I've been a problem solver. I look at what's presented. I try to find options to rectify or to fix or to move forward or however you handle that. I can't figure this one out. I'm a Second Amendment supporter. I support the license to carry concealed weapons. I believe that more often than not, the CPL licenses in Michigan and around this country help people in need far more often than the opposite occurs. Far more often somebody is able to defend themselves or defend others because there is a CPL in the mix. Somebody has a handgun that they are allowed to legally carry. And I believe firmly that helps more people on a daily basis in Michigan and around the country than not being able to do that. And yet I look at a shooting like what happened at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando or what happened in San Bernardino, California, or what happened last night in Thousand Oaks, California, where 13 people are dead. And I think to myself, there's got to be an answer. We have to be able to find a way to do better, but I don't know what it is. I don't want to wake up again and again and again and see this kind of a headline. To watch a county sheriff step to the microphone and be asked about the condition of his deputy and tear up and choke up because the man has been with him for 29 years. And they're friends. And his friend was killed trying to save young people at a bar. I don't want to see that. I want to find actual solutions that prevent that from happening. And I don't know what it is. I honestly don't know what it is. Is it raising the age that you can buy and acquire a firearm? I don't know that that would stop it. Mental health background checks? I don't know that that would stop it because so many people could fool a background check of that sort. Certainly, I do not favor, you know, taking guns away or confiscation. I find that abhorrent. And I find the idea that somehow an AR-15 is cosmetically different than other firearms, so therefore we should take those, because if you take those and because the differences are only cosmetic, it would lead to the next series of weapons. So I'm certainly not there, but I am at a place that I'm asking a serious question as to how we get there. Because if you have a heart, if you have any humanity at all, then you too are sickened by what you see when this happens. Even though you may be numbed by it because you've seen it a number of times now. You've seen the shooting in Las Vegas where 58 were killed, or the Pulse nightclub where 49 were killed, or San Bernardino where 14 were killed, or Thousand Oaks, California. This will be gone from the news cycle in 2 days, unless there's something specific about it that makes it stand out. And if it's some white kid, then it'll give license to Don Lemon and the other idiots on Talk TV to blame white people for violence in America and say that it's white guys that are a real danger to America. You know, when Don Lemon does things of that nature, it reminds me of something very simple. Do you know the dog most likely to bite an American is what kind? Do you know? You back there, you got it right. It's a Labrador. The reason is simple. There are more Labrador retrievers in America than anything else. And so therefore, Labradors, which are quite gentle generally, are more likely to bite an American than any other breed. The second most likely is a pit bull. And there are a fraction of the number of pit bulls in America as Labradors. You get the point. To blame white guys for violence and terrorism in America, it's because Don Lemon can't do math. He's mathematically challenged. Like a lot of people on the left are mathematically challenged. I get that. Math not their strong suit, for if it were, they would go with math, but instead they go with, I feel. But Steve, I feel. My feelings are hurt. I don't care about your feelings. I care about facts and logic and reason. And these are things that drive me every day. But the facts and logic and reason are not driving me to a conclusion on how we solve this vulgar, recurring bit of violence in our country. Drop me a line. I want to hear what you have to say about it. SteveGruber.com. Send me a letter. Send me a note. Tell me your thoughts. SteveGruber.com. From the UP to Monroe and all points in between. I want to know what your thoughts are. Again, SteveGruber.com. Click on the link. Drop me a letter. What do you think? How do we stop this from happening? It's 14 after. We'll be right back.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.